94.9 Radio, John Deke playing stuff we like all morning and all day. That's the part of this I also enjoy, is that it's 24 hours a day, baby.
It is. Just playing stuff we like. Hey, how you doing? Day two, buddy. How's it going? More compliments yesterday from people.
Look,
they're genuine. Look, we're a couple of guys that love ourselves, and we love to tell you how much people love us. But this time it's like real stuff.
Yeah. And it's coming from not just the people who I love in the loyal and royal army, but
this isn't family members. It was strangers at the AMP.
People
somebody
I don't have any idea. I've never met. We're getting great feedback from people here in Alma, in Van Buren, in Fort Smith, in Poto, in Roland. A lot of people listening in southeast Oklahoma and northeast Oklahoma.
Right.
So we have a lot of people basically that we've never had before. And we just want to thank you guys for listening.
And for being 3 or 4 days in, man, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. And you guys can be part of it, and you can tell us all about it on our Twitter at Radio John Deke. Also, Facebook.com/Radio John Deke. Tell us how you feel about the music. Tell us how you feel about the show. Tell us how you feel about all that stuff.
Right.
It's evolving. We have a lot of...
We're not quite the Pokemon Go status yet, we hope to be one day.
Yeah, we're just basic
Pokemon Go
status.
It's legit. Yeah. It's a legit sensation that will you and I ever... play it.
God, no. Nope. Is Bella playing it?
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay. I don't think she's walking around, though.
I don't think Jack is either.
This is impressive. It's a little over 2 weeks old, and its servers keep crashing. It requires walking.
God.
And
who owns Pokemon?
It's got more active users every day than major apps, too. Major.
Like
more
ESPN?
Active user every day than Tinder.
Oh, my
more
God.
Active users every day than Snapchat and Instagram, and it's about to pass Twitter. So
it has more active users than the Twitter app?
Yeah.
That's mind-boggling.
People are already figuring out ways to beat the game's physical exercise requirement, so maybe I'll get in on this. People using drones and ceiling fans to keep that phone moving. Got to keep your phone moving. That's the thing.
Get your phone on a ceiling fan.
Your phone's got to move to get the Pokemon creature to appear.
Oh.
So they're not like, there's not one like over there at Dillard's.
And then they come to you.
You walk and go get it. You just keep moving.
You have to keep
moving.
They
pop up.
Okay. So, I have to admit, I'm completely an idiot when it comes to
all
this stuff.
But it's not like, see, I thought that was like that way too. Because everybody, you know, we see Justin did it at IDK Cafe.
Right.
Pokemon is for paying customers only.
Right. Come buy a drink at IDK Cafe.
So I asked my wife.
Play Pokemon.
Yeah, I asked my wife, can these businesses go, hey, let's buy some Pokemon and get people to come in? No, these people just wander and they go, oh, there's one in there. And they walk in and get it and then they leave.
I saw the National Holocaust Museum in Washington had to put out a statement that said, please do not catch your Pokemon here at the National Holocaust Museum.
That's a bad idea. Apparently, Pokemon Go is a good way to find dates.
Oh, my God. You just wander and walk into some hot chick and, hey, let's go grab some chicken.
Dozens of stories popping up on social media about people just wandering streets. That's like those Craigslist misconnections.
Right.
Full of messages from players.
Yeah.
I
don't know, man. I do not personally know anybody playing the Pokemon. I don't.
Well, you're not friends with a bunch of you got adult friends.
I mean, if I were to go on Facebook and find who's playing it, they're not people I'd hang out with.
No, they just don't tell you because I think people that are older don't want to admit it. But it's a lot of fun, apparently.
I have no idea that
you said yesterday, I don't even know what to know, and there was literally somebody outside the window.
We couldn't have planned that.
Across the street. I go, well, there they are right there.
We couldn't
three
have even...
dudes in their backpacks wandering the parking lot of an empty mall. That's what it looks
and
like.
And we weren't lying. It was legit. It was happening.
Well, you said you didn't know what it looked like, and I said it looks like people on their phones.
What I said was
wandering.
I've never seen anyone actually look at how do I know what it looks like, and then you just simply looked out the window and said, okay, see those three guys right there? They're looking for Pokemon.
Yeah, wandering
them. Wandering, looking at their phone, wandering around walking aimlessly.
So that's how it is. And it turns out when you do get the Pokemon Go, you have full access to your Google account, including all your email and documents. So
wait
there
a minute. Whoa. So hold on. Wait. So you can get on the Pokemon app.
Yeah.
And you can access your email through the Pokemon app?
No. When you install Pokemon Go, you give it full access to your Google account. They have your emails and documents and all your Pornhub logins and your nudes of people that aren't your wife and all that stuff.
That's
Pokemon Go has now.
Good.
Yeah, so if you want to change that, go to security.google.com and click Connected Apps and Sites, and it'll walk you
through. Yeah, who's your buddies? Who's your pals?
That's right. We're helping you out.
Yeah, that's us.
You don't want them Jigglypuffs
no.
having links to your Jigglypuffs.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
You're welcome.
...94.9 Radio John D. We play stuff we like.
What would you say? 94.9 Radio John D. What's going on, you guys? On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, all of it at Radio John D. And the Lewis Ford hotline has changed, but it's still the Lewis Ford hotline.
Yeah, 267-0949.
Lewis Ford, Lewis Chrysler Dodge. Let me tell you, man, these road trips I've been taking, that Dodge was a good choice. The old Dodge Journey.
See, here we go. I'm Lewis Ford guy. You're Lewis Chrysler Dodge Jeep guy.
Right. Well, and that Dodge Journey is, my wife looked at me halfway to OKC and went, this is just comfortable.
It's roomy. Comfortable. I've ridden in it. It's roomy.
Yeah.
It drives great. You've got every amenity you could possibly want. You've got enough room for all your gaggle of kids
right.
and their buddies wherever you're driving them.
Taking road trip buddies. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now, Kenzie. I took Kenzie with us. Kenzie was lucky enough to be Bella's friend, and she got to see Weezer Panic at the Disco not once, but two times.
That's unbelievable.
And she gets to go to 21 Pilots. Now, I love Kenzie. She's great, but I did have to ask Bella, you got any more friends? You got any more friends?
You know, because it's just, it's you and Kenzie, you and Kenzie, you and Kenzie, you and Kenzie.
Because, I mean, that's a fair question, right? I mean, look, I love Kenzie and it's fine, but I'm like, are you sure you want to, you know, you got all this love Dad's handing out.
Yeah.
I even bought Kenzie's, look at me, I pulled a U,
uh-oh.
Bought that kid's t-shirt.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, I'll get your t-shirt.
I'll
you
want to
know why? Because when we leave and do our stuff without Bella, Kenzie watches.
That was the first thing when we got there. We just said, let's just knock this out of, get this out of the way.
Well, they had a new thing, too. And if you guys went to the Weezer show and you finally got in about halfway through Weezer because of the long-ass lines, they have a new thing called Shop Side Step something.
They were giving out cards.
They were.
Yeah.
And they were doing it in Oklahoma City. That's why I knew it before you. But basically, you paid $3 extra for a shirt, and you skipped the line. Chris Stapleton, buddy.
I did not get tickets for Chris Stapleton, and I'm immediately regretting it. I'll tell you why. I could have easily gone to a Chris Stapleton show. I respect the guy. I mean, he transcends the country genre. People who like rock, people who like country, he does not really, you can't pigeonhole him into a format. And so I would have had fun, but I'll tell you why I really regret not getting the tickets is because on social media, I have seen at least 5 or 6 people go, it's sold out, I will pay any price for Chris Stapleton tickets.
Let me remind you why you're still Alice. Did everybody just hear what John said? What did you just say?
I just said, I saw on Facebook.
No, before that.
Oh.
I wish I would have bought them. You did buy them. You have some.
Did I actually buy them?
Yeah.
Did you buy them?
I bought them with your card. And
okay.
They're coming to my house.
I was going to say, I know I didn't buy them myself, but you bought them on my behalf.
But not for me. I got mine.
Okay. How many did I get?
2.
You could have said any number just now, and I would have had to have believed you.
Yeah.
You could have. I
but
actually could
long.
Have bought 4, and you could have said 2, and then you could have taken half of them and made money.
Yeah, no. I don't. I think 2, maybe 4.
Well, then guess what, everybody? I've got some Chris Stapleton tickets.
For sale?
I don't know if they're for sale, because I know right now my wife's hearing this, and she likes Chris Stapleton, so we'll probably go.
You're going to be in the grass, though.
So I don't really
care.
You
have to trade somebody.
We got spoiled sick rotten with the Weezer tickets. Oh,
yeah.
My God, they were great.
Great seats. I mean, how'd we luck out in that? How'd we do that?
How did we get right next to each other, not on purpose?
I asked a guy, and you asked a guy for tickets.
Completely
different dudes, and we were across the aisle from each other. We didn't go together. We
didn't buy them together.
Buy them together.
We didn't even go to the same person.
No.
It's bizarre.
So.
Yeah. But I think we're going to then.
That
yeah,
Chris Stapleton is the 28th. Well, then we got 21 Pilots, the 2nd or 3rd. And then whatever date is not the 2nd or 3rd is Megan Trainor. And then Kevin Hart. So the amp is filled up.
I think that I will be going to 21 Pilots, obviously. Probably going to Chris Stapleton. I don't think I'm going to see Meghan Trainor, and I'm not going to go see Kevin Hart. I'm not a Kevin Hart fan. I get it. I get why people are. I get it.
It's
funny
go.
As hell, but it's just not my thing.
I'm going to get some tickets. And then we have Rachel coming up from Reynolds Wrap and Hefty
yeah.
to give us Shinedown tickets to give away, which I think is even before all those shows I just mentioned.
Good gravy, man. At one point, again, Cameron Smith of Cameron Smith & Associates, He took out his calendar, and he's one of the major board members of the AMP.
His AMP seats are center stage right behind the pit.
Yeah, I think they're right next
to
John L. Hunt's.
Seats.
Yeah.
I think they're better.
Yeah, they're dead center. He showed me the calendar of events at the AMP, and at one point, I think there was like 10 shows in 23 days.
Yeah, it's Carnival of Madness is what we'll have tickets to give away on our Facebook, facebook.com/RadioJohnD. It's Shinedown at Tailstorm, Blackstone Cherry, and that's compliments of Reynolds and Hefty, so we're going to do that later on today. Tomorrow, Chris Stapleton's the 28th, and Mercy Me the 30th. Megan Trainor's the 2nd, and the next day is 21 Pilots, then the 6th is Kevin Hart. Are you more likely to go to Kevin Hart or Styx?
Styx.
Northwest Arkansas is a little different. We're a little different.
A little different.
We play stuff we like. 94.9 Radio John T.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now.
Stop by your local Metro PCS store today.
Hey, it's John and Dee. For Roush Coleman Holmes, we're the leaders of the Loyal and Royal Army.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Well, we're loyal and royalty. We want to direct you to declare your freedom from rent with Roush Coleman Holmes.
I admire your honesty.
Well, thanks. Do you want to make your upstairs neighbor go AWOL?
That's right.
Declare war on your energy costs?
That's right.
You can pay less to own versus renting.
I don't believe I heard you correct.
He said you can pay less to own versus renting.
Log on to RoushColemanHolmes.com or call 445-9090. Roush Coleman Holmes. Expectations exceeded.
What's yours, Goose?
Whole Dermatology and Aesthetics, a full-service medical, surgical, and cosmetic dermatology practice. Mention you heard it with John and Deke, and you get 10% off any aesthetic service that day. Whole Dermatology and Aesthetics, with 3 locations in Bella Vista, Springdale, and on Horse Barn Road in Rogers.
And you can go to WholeDerm.com to see all their products online.
Whole Hog Barbecue is world champion barbecue, first place in whole hog category, and multiple top finishes in ribs category in Memphis in May, the largest pork barbecue competition on earth. Whole Hog caters for any size group, weddings, office lunches, corporate events, tailgates, and a mobile smoker available for on-site cooking. Whole Hog has 6 sauces to choose from, and family packs that feed 4 or 8. Plus, you can call it in ahead of time, and they'll have it ready. Whole Hog Barbecue, Fayetteville and Bentonville.
94.9 Radio John Dee. We just play stuff we like.